The Christmas Carol, Adeste Fidelis, O Come All Ye Faithful. It's widely thought to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but it may contain some hidden meanings. You see, the hymn was written by English composer John Francis Wade in the 18th century. Now, Wade was a Jacobite, that is, a Catholic rebel who wanted to restore the House of Stuart to the English throne. Music professor Bennett Zahn of Britain's Durham University says Wade often hid political messages in his compositions.
He had a very strong habit of associating liturgical texts with Jacobite imagery.
Professor Zahn believes that Wade wrote the hymn Adeste Fidelis to celebrate the birth of Charles Edward Stuart, also known as Bonnie Prince Charlie. Bonnie Prince Charlie was the grandson of England's last pro-Catholic monarch, and the Jacobites believed that he was the rightful heir to their throne. Professor Zahn says Wade hid this message in the Latin lyrics.
Natum videte regem angelorum. It means, come the king of the English, regem anglorum, rather than regem angelorum, the king of the English. It's an ancient pun that Wade has made in this particular instance.
Professor Zahn believes that the word Fidelis is really a call to faithful Catholic Jacobites, and that Bethlehem at the time was commonly used to describe England. Today, the hidden meanings have faded, along with the Jacobite cause, and Adeste Fidelis is now sung by Catholics and Protestants alike, and by many others who just like the classic carol.